Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, hopefully this alarm that is sounding is not an indicator of what Dan Ball is about to tell us, because the Patriots injury report is out. Dan Ball, updates from Foxborough.
All right, we'll start with the good, like any therapist does. Three players were full participants today. I kind of find it funny that they classify them as full participants and there's only three. Wasn't everybody else a full participant? But whatever.
Yeah.
Can't fit that into
the whole plan.
Good point.
Can't fit that into a trending report. So I said it here. Three players: Christian Barmore, Christian Gonzalez, Keon White, all full participants.
And you know
today.
That's notable. We bitched about it last week. Because Christian Gonzalez came back. He was not on the injury report at all for a week. And then he was on the injury report limited. And we were like, well, if he still was dealing with it, why wasn't he listed as full participation hamstring? Now he's being listed as what he probably should have been listed at as all along. So, okay, we've averted crisis there. We moved on. What about the rest?
Five players limited today. Stephon Diggs, Jalen Hawkins was back at practice in a limited capacity, which
Boom!
Is huge. Goodness.
Patriots roll. Screw you, Titans.
Anfernee Jennings, Marte Mapu, Morgan Moses, all limited today. I feel like Morgan Moses is just going to be limited all season. I don't think he's moved from that.
He's 107. Well, like, he's got bad knees.
Yeah.
He's probably got bad everything.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just reporting the facts. So those are the five that are limited. And then two players did not practice today.
Rhymes with Harold Landry.
You're still bad at that game. Corner Charles Woods and linebacker Harold Landry.
Yeah, that is a weird situation because I thought it was serious when it happened.
Yeah.
Then he comes back and I'm like, okay, you avoided it.
Yep.
And I know how.
Could be swelling.
Yeah,
you know,
swelling.
You know how this works.
Adrenaline.
Like, yeah, the adrenaline kicks in. Like, I'll be fine. And then a day later, it's like, boom.
Well, you do. I'm sure he does the Toradol shot. You know, the Toradol shot.
Yeah, the T-shot. Also,
he feel no pain.
I'm guessing he had his ankle taped when the injury happened, so they didn't untape it. And then when they took the tape off after the game, you're right, it probably blew up and he's
We're making a lot
things.
Of assumptions, but I feel very confident.
Yeah,
very confident.
Why not? Roll with it. There's a guy who's made a whole career on social media of looking at like one little video and saying, oh, this guy's going to need this surgery. He's out for this long. Like all the, we can do it. You played in the league.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Who knows more about Toradol than Ted Johnson?
Nobody.
Perfect.
Nobody.
Speaking of injuries, we're going to get to the Joe Mazzulla comments on the media game, but real quick, I was watching the Celtics last night. Should I be concerned that Jaylen Brown left with a hamstring injury and did not return?
Yeah.
We just talked about Christian Gonzalez. He left a training camp practice once upon a time, and everybody was like, don't worry about it. He'll be back for the regular season. Nothing to see here. And what was it, about 2 months later, he actually returned. So, Jaylen Brown, nothing to worry about, or should I be worried?
I'm mildly worried, yes. I mean, the first game is, a week from basically
yesterday.
6 days?
From last
six
night,
days
yeah,
from
but...
now. So, yeah, I'm worried. Heck, are you kidding me? I mean, if we don't have JB, forget it. We don't have a chance. So, we need Jaylen Brown healthy. He grabbed his hamstring. I don't know. Sometimes guys do that just so everyone knows that something happened. But I also think it's a reaction to feeling a twinge.
Yeah.
Right? And if you feel a twinge, okay, that's not good. That's not good at all. So I feel like basketball, you can kind of manage a hamstring better than maybe football. But you really need Jaylen Brown, considering how tough the schedule is to start.
It's, and I heard Scal talking
just to set
about,
a good tone.
Absolutely. You need, I'm surprised how over the top you acknowledge that you need Jaylen Brown to carry this basketball team to where they're going to go this year.
Well, but with the, considering the other players that are on the team, yes.
Do you Jaylen get Brown, points you for that?
No. But Scal, during the broadcast, I was listening to him, and he was talking about how hamstring injuries can be so weird in the NBA where, like, you know, Zion misses the whole year, another guy misses a week, and he's back out there, and you forget that he ever had a hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry had, like, there's been a lot of variables. Let's just hope that JB is more on the, by the opener, he's fine kind of
and then,
timeline.
And then the next thought goes to, well, they've been running and gunning in practice. Is he overworked? You know, was he?
Okay, pump the brakes. Just, you're doing a lot of speculating and assuming
much, right?
there.
Well,
too
you
much.
You just said 2 seconds ago, that's what we do.
You didn't play in the NBA. I let you speculate on NFL. Okay, you didn't play in the NBA. As big as you are, you didn't play in the NBA.
If local hamstrings have any indication, it could be up to 8 weeks, even if we think it's just going to be a week or two. So watch out.
Speaking of guys that didn't play in the NBA, we had a Celtics media versus not Celtics media, what they thought they signed up for, but Terp and company faced the assistant coaches. We all saw the highlights. We saw the score, 57-4. Yes, the coaches pressed for a full 12 minutes, and yes, 57 points were scored in just 12 minutes. There was supposed to be a second half, and they said, no mas, we don't need to do the second half. But Joe Mazzulla talked about it, and Dan Ball got angry. So let's hear what got Dan Ball angry.
Hey, thanks for yesterday, too, guys. I obviously didn't know it was going to turn into what it did, but I don't think you realize how much it helped me, you know, see. I think one of the reasons, there's no stage
Wait,
up here
stop.
Today because I
see what?
How did he not know it was going to turn into what it turned into?
Lie number one.
Everybody who played was a high-end college basketball player. Great player at West Virginia, Final Four, Duke, all these various places hold records wherever they went.
And you, head coach of the Celtics, told your entire staff to run a full-court press for all 12 minutes. Yeah. You knew exactly how this was going to go.
But is that what he's talking about? Is he talking about the score, or is he like, I didn't know how this was going to go, like we were going to have a really good time and have fun and become closer during this
That's
thing.
Not the way I took it. Let's let him talk about it, though.
It helped me, see. I think one of the reasons, there's no stage up here today because I felt like after yesterday we all had our guard down and like we were all in the competitive
Pause.
Together.
So the king has come down from his throne. Is that what we are to read that as? Like his seat at press conferences used to be elevated, but that was when he was above you. Mm. Now we're all one in the same, and I'm going to come down with you peons on the level ground.
I'm not sure he meant it that way, but that's kind of how it sounds. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, roll it.
Because I felt like after yesterday, we all had our guard down, and like we were all in the competitive arena together. That meant a lot to lower everyone's guard and bust balls and do all that stuff. So it was cool to see everybody in a natural environment. And sometimes we're coming from a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Competitive arena, and you're not.
That's not a natural environment.
Yeah, hold on. What natural environment is this for a bunch of people that cover basketball versus former professionals?
The last thing it is a natural environment.
That's like at the zoo when they throw a steak into the lion and say, "That's good to see him in his natural environment enjoying a steak."
Joe talks so fast. I wonder if he realizes what he's saying sometimes. And I wonder, slow it down, Joe. Do you realize what you're saying?
You think there's a PR guy?
That would be like Ted if, like, you and Wiggy and a bunch of other people got together and we had a pickup tackle game in the backyard.
backyard, and you ended up burying me in the Charles River. My God.
Well, then I would understand you on a more human level then.
Yeah,
like he would come down from his throne.
Balls, letting our guards down.
I think he just meant like not at work.
Okay, roll it.
Okay.
Why are you defending everything?
You see everybody in a natural environment, and you know sometimes we're coming from a competitive arena, and you're not in a competitive arena. You're just doing your job.
Stop.
And that's where things get misinterpreted.
Stop.
Nothing competitive about being in the media market.
I said this, and Stiz got really angry. You can actually kind of make an argument. Media is more competitive these days than the NBA. The NBA hasn't contracted teams. They haven't cut rosters, right? Every media entity in the world either has closed its doors or has shaved staff and is paying staff less to do more.
Right.
They're not doing that. Did they cut the NBA rosters down to six players and are like, you know, you guys just got to play more. Sorry, we don't have the
still
funds.
Still 15.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not right.
Every media member is competing with every other media member for eyeballs and clicks and downloads.
That is a dumb take. No, I actually do.
What are you, Shine?
We just have fun on this show. When we call each other idiots, we actually love each other. No, but is it easier to become a member of the media or an NBA sports team?
I didn't say easier.
NBA, right.
I didn't say easier. I said competitive.
Competitive.
I used his word, his C word, competitive. Competitive.
It's competitive.
I didn't say easier, because to be in the NBA, the first thing you need to be born is tall. Aside from like the less than one percenters like Isaiah Thomas, you got to be tall. And the media world is every bit as competitive, if not more competitive, than it has ever been. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll hear the rest from Joe Mazzulla on the other side, and we'll also have the drive, because Stiz is in a fighting mood, and Dan Ball wants to bitch about Joe Mazzulla. That's all next in the drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.